No, it comes as no shock at all, and it's very disappointing to see that we're actually on a downward trajectory, and hopefully that will be stopped. But I mean, every single member of is important to colleagues, but it's important to communities. And to lose 13 guards in a year is quite alarming. And it's important to remember too that, you know, when we see some of the Garda reports and some of the spin from government, we'll keep on being told that the Garda strength is at its highest ever in the history of the state, and that is true. But unfortunately, here in Donegal, we have never got back to where we were in 2008. So we're still behind where we were, and certainly that is impacting on the service and the delivery of service to the public. And there's just no other way to put that.
Now, while there's big plans as it relates to a recruitment campaign for Garda trainees to go to Temple Moor, etc., how confident are you when they're all trained up that they will be equally distributed? That Donegal will get its fair share?
Well, as I say, the figures speak for themselves. I mean, every other division in the country was probably well ahead of where they were in 2008, but Donegal never even got back to where we were, and it'll take a long time to train those recruits. And we will continue to see people retire and move laterally. There's a shortage of sergeants here in the division as well, so we will see members of Garda rank promoted. So, you know, the numbers being banded about as extra will only keep things at a standing still and maybe replenish what will be lost. So I wouldn't be particularly hopeful that we'll see any big uplift in numbers, but it's very important that we keep pushing hard and ensuring that Donegal is not forgotten when the resources have been given out.
Because in the Dáil yesterday, a comparison was made to the likes of County Longford. It's a lot smaller than Donegal, yet in all it has more Gardaí. Like, what is the reasoning behind that?
Well, that is something that the Garda Representatives Association has questioned for a long time, and it shouldn't come down to communities and regions competing against each other. Surely we should know what's the optimum number of Garda that are required to police Donegal, what's the optimum number of Garda cars that are needed to provide a service, and we just stick to that and we know whether we're up or down. This thing of, you know, Garda numbers being a political football, and whoever shouts the loudest and whoever has a crisis gets the lion's share of recruits, it's not a good way to run policing, and it doesn't deliver for communities, or it doesn't deliver for the people I represent.